Now to a nationwide trend known as teen takeover. It's a kind of flash mob for a new generation. Lots of kids showing up in the same place at the same time. But police say it's a mess and sometimes it turns violent. CBS News correspondent Jason Allen has more.
Sheriff deputies sprinted to break up fights as teenagers swarmed a trampoline business near Tampa.
Just a teen takeover.
In Chicago, teens raced up streets, running on top of parked cars. In Jacksonville,
knock it off.
Teens could be seen attacking each other right in front of law enforcement.
I'm going, I swear.
No. We have a place for people like you.
At another Jacksonville takeover event in February, five teenagers were shot. Organized on social media, a wave of spur-of-the-moment meetups has been creating chaos in American cities and has even spread overseas.
Is it advertised as a let's come cause chaos?
For the most part, yes, that's what it appears to be. It's bring your drama.
In Mesquite, Texas, police keep a close eye on social media for posts advertising the teen takeovers.
When police found out that there was a takeover planned here, they started adding more resources like this, visual deterrence to let kids know they're watching. And it worked. The takeover didn't happen.
Lieutenant Michael Kelly warns these incidents can overwhelm law enforcement and turn dangerous very quickly. Like this recent one in a neighboring Texas county, which ended with damage to cars and three arrests.
So if they're doing it in a public place, is there a risk to just the general public too?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why we have to be out here, because we have to maintain safety and security for everybody.
Police say they're tracking the trend closely, trying to prevent the next takeover and keep their communities safe. Jason Allen, CBS News, Mesquite, Texas.